Monday, August 25th, 2008, CVA number 143, take one.
From the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Some people frown on those who sing while playing the organ. I don't know why. I mean, come on, it ain't all that bad. We have the skinny on that and more on Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Right now! It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun! And now, the man who's gone from singing for his supper to selling supper, here's Brian Michael Page! Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Briani Smica Elis Pagina. We're in the 21st week of Ordinary Time, the 15th week after Pentecost, and our 143rd episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Well, I just completed my full week of work as a customer service manager trainee for a prominent home food service company. It's a fun little job. Nothing like what I do best, which is music, but fun just the same. Of course, the hours are long. I've been in the depot by 9:30 a.m. and home about 10 p.m., but I can say this. Once I get a root of my own, building on it should be like the two choirs I built from scratch at Holy Name and Holy Ghost during my stays there, you know? Today we're going to talk about singing from, of all places, the organ console. Is it good, or is it appalling? But first, let's go semi-live. Christos Vincit, semi-live! On beautiful Cape Cod. Welcome to our semi-life segment today. This segment is brought to you by the Schwann's Food Company. www.schwanns.com. By the way, Schwann's is my new employee. We deliver quality frozen foods ranging from ice cream to meals to homes throughout the country. We have a link in today's show notes. Find out how you can be a happy Schwanny. Today we're going semi-live on Route 28 in Bourne, Massachusetts, on the western part of Cape Cod, while making some happy schwannies out of some customers in the area. Right now I'm out on lunch, or goofing off at Buzzards Bay. Take it for what it's worth. So anyways, we have this chance to go through the music we did on Sunday, August 17th, at St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. This is the Low Mass in Extraordinary Form, also known as the Traditional Latin Mass, for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost. And here's our opening hymn. And there you go, you just heard Christ is made the sure foundation. The text comes from the 7th century Latin hymn, Angularis Fundamentum. The tune is the familiar St. Thomas. Now, if you want my opinion, well, I'm going to give it to you anyways. I love the tune St. Thomas with the beloved hymn Tantum Ergo. However, I would have rather sung this text to either the tune Westminster Abbey or to the other tune Regent Square. Instead, the hymnal in the pew, Gather Comprehensive, second edition, which I often refer to as Gather Apprehensive, as that maroon cover Gather we've mentioned in past episodes, cheated by setting this hymn to St. Thomas. They've also set a number of hymns to Hymn to Joy, a number of hymns to Aurelia, etc., 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 instead of using the hymns that they were meant to be sung to. Anywho, the offertory was Ubi Caritas, set to the familiar Mode 6 chant tune. I went to record this one, but I forgot to hit the play button. Sorry about that. Yeah, I know. Here's our communion. I have that. And that one you heard is the Magnificat set to Psalm Tone 6F as written in Worship 2, the sequel to Worship 1, which we had spent 4 episodes reviewing. And finally, our recessional hymn was called The Kingdom of God, and that was set to the tune Laudate Dominum by Charles Hubert Hastings Parry. And we'll be back.
Anywhere.
Don't do this at church. See what happens when you use piped-in music instead of going live? How many of you sing while playing the organ at Mass? I do. For those who sing, how many use a mic? I don't. I refuse to waste the natural acoustic effect by bellowing into a contraption such as a microphone, megaphone, telephone, or any other type of phone. How many of you sing from the organ console even when there is a cantor present, also performing or misperforming his or her duties? Sure. Why not? Sometimes in unison, sometimes in harmony. All depends on the music and the situation. And now, here's one for you. How many of you clam up just because there is a cantor present? For those who say yes, I have a question. Why? What I do when there's a cantor is this. I leave the parts designated for the solo voice, like the psalm verses and the alleluia verse, up to the cantor. After all, that is his or her designated job. However, I still join in singing the parts designated for the congregation. I just make off to be a part of the congregation. And hopefully the congregation will be joining in. And again, I don't use a mic to sing. I'll use it to announce. If I had my way, I wouldn't do that either. But I do use a mic to announce. Then I switch the mic off. If there's a switch on the mic, I shut it off. If there is no switch, I turn the mic so it's miles away from me and flipped in the opposite direction. Now, singing from the console is something I've done for about 26 years that's never posed a problem, even with a cantor. I grew up with organists that sing, even with other cantors, and even with the choir. In fact, about 22 years ago in my diocese, in the pay scale for weddings and funerals, the organist was paid more if he or she sang and played than when there was another singer. This did pose a problem in the one socket area in many churches at that time, because many of the undertakers pushed the use of certain singers, certain local talents that would make the rounds from church to church, and now you not only had to accompany them, you were expected to know their music, because they would put on a show of their own. And with maybe one or two exceptions, the singers were not flexible. Not only did you have to accompany them and know their music in their key, you only got half the money that you would normally get for working alone. Luckily, after not too long, that practice stopped. Not the use of the local soloists. That's still going on, as far as I know. I haven't been up that way in years. But the organist finally started getting his or her full fee, no matter what. You know how I know? I was one of those one-socket organists. 1983 to 86 in Sacred Heart Church in One Socket, and 1989 to 1997 at Precious Blood Church in One Socket. And the reason I eventually got my full fee no matter what is because the pastor at the time at Precious Blood put his 2 cents in and told some of these undertakers off on my behalf. Now, at the Church of the Holy Name of Jesus in Providence, where I was music director from 1999 to 2003. We had an excellent soprano cantor named Jennifer, and we would sing together in various forms. Like, for example, in a three-verse entrance hymn, we would sing the opening and closing verses in unison, or if there was a really cool descant, Jennifer would take the descant. Now, for the middle verses, I would take the bass, and Jennifer would take the melody. Now, for the psalm, we probably alternate verses or sometimes sing them in harmony. And especially when we use the four pagellino tones, we would do the harmony often. And people in the pews sang there. And they even hung around and finished the final hymn. Father would always give us a three-verse recessional, while a number of other priests that I've worked with over the years would be out the door before verse one was finished, and people would race right behind him, my last parish being no exception. Hey, speaking of my last parish, evidently as of September of last year, singing with the cantor became a problem. Not with the cantors themselves. In fact, the two cantors that we had, Jude and Maria, both very good cantors, preferred that I sing with them. However, it suddenly became a problem with the pastor, who claimed that the people were complaining about it. And you all know what happened 2 months later, right? I was fired. Or in that euphemistic language often used, I was let go. About a month later, I had an interview at a parish church in Washington County, Rhode Island. This is a county that's affectionately known as South County. The pastor never showed up for this interview. Instead, the interview was conducted by the search committee, a panel of choir members and liaisons from the congregation who wanted someone who could do only the stuff they're comfortable with. And as when I mentioned singing from the console, some of them looked at me funny and said, "You sing from the console? Why would you do that? We have cantors. We have a choir." And I replied, "Yes, and even though I'm playing the organ, I'm also part of the congregation that's supposed to be singing." Needless to say, I didn't get the job and didn't care. I pretty much knew a nice dark place where these ladies could stick this job. And that was December. As of July, the job is posted again in the American Guild of Organists local chapter's website. Will they learn their lesson? Probably not. On the other hand, in a parish that I was lured into, which resulted in me being forced to leave Holy Name, this parish was in Kent County, the pastor insisted that I belt into the mic, despite my pleadings that that would be overkill. Anyone who knows me personally has heard me sing, knows this. The idea is to sing just enough to be heard so that others will sing with you. If you can avoid using a mic, that makes singing at the console even better. It's more natural without the mic. Don't use a mic. Sing away. In a nutshell, I have no problem at all with singing while playing the organ, even when there is a cantor or a choir. You kind of know when and how to blend with a choir and even with a cantor. In hymn singing, I'm just a part of the congregation, and hopefully they're singing too. Singing from the console, it ain't as bad as some may think. And now here's our musical guest, Chris Bremer.
Thank you.
There you heard Chris Bremer doing the Little Fugue in G minor, BWV 578 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Chris comes courtesy of the Classic Cat, www.classiccat.net. And you can also find a page with Chris Bremer in the Piano Society. We'll leave a link in today's show notes. I have him on my left hand. Today's Crystal's Finchit Anywhere top 10 list. Today's top 10 list is brought to you by that new singing sensation, Ludwig von Beeker. Ludwig is available for weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, slumber parties, and really bad elevator music. Well, today from that home office somewhere in Rhode Island, the toe fungus of southern New England, we have the top 10 signs that the extraordinary form of mass that you went to is not kosher. Okay, and I say that because you never know. I mean, you've had bishops that have been for the extraordinary form of the Mass. I mean, they're very supportive of the Pope's motu proprio sumorum pontificum. And you got a lot of them that are against it and will do anything they can to either screw it up or, you know, try to keep it out of their diocese. So, yeah, the top 10 signs that the extraordinary form of Mass that you went to is not kosher. Here we go. Number 10, lay lector rereading the epistle in English. Number 9, cantor up front, flapping arms like a pterodactyl. Number 8, opening hymn, table of plenty. Number 7, in place of thurifer, liturgical dancer with large smoking dish the size of a wok. Number 6, extraordinary minister of Holy Communion tries to place Jesus in your hand, insists that you stand up. Number 5, extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, period. Number 4, altar servers, both male and female. Number 3, priest begins prayers at the foot of the altar with the words, good morning. Number 2. Additional instruments include guitar, accordion, banjo, bass, piano, kazoo, washboard, and a Hawaiian nose armor while the choir sings the song of the body of Christ. And the number 1 sign of the extraordinary form of the Mass you went to is not kosher. Any and all other innovations, right or wrong, newly incorporated into the ordinary form. Christus Vincit. And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ. The following phrases do not exist in the order of Mass. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, thank you, and have a nice day. If you hear any of these phrases, spread the germ around, please.
Ego sum vianis Michaelis pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Here are some back-to-school specials absolutely free, and they're only available at Christos Vincit Anywhere Interactive Corner. Your chance to vote for Christos Vincit Anywhere at Podcast Alley once a month. Your chance to give us a dig at dig.com. You can dig the entire show once, or you can even dig individual episodes. Your chance to leave feedback on our message boards. Your chance to become a member of the latest Facebook craze, fans of Christos Vincit Anywhere. You can also watch our videos at YouTube and Pyro.tv. And many more things you can do absolutely free. Actually, these specials aren't just for back to school. They're free all the time. Log on to crystalsvincit.com and see for yourself.
Can I help you?
Yes.
I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, please.
I have an important announcement for delis and markets that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, and customers that go there. If you sell Krakowska kielbasa in your deli or market, or if you regularly shop at a store that sells Krakowska kielbasa, drop me a line at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and complete address of the store, as well as some things about the store. In return,
I'll send that store an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with the words, Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, available at, along with the store's name and address. You can frame it and hang it just about anywhere, prominently. Near your state or local issued store license, above your Burkle slicer, just underneath your now serving number board, or even in the bathroom. You can even make copies of it and distribute them to your neighbors or hang them on billboards or telephone poles. Of course, at the bottom of the paper, you'll find the words, listen to Christos Vincit Anywhere at christosvincit.com. This is a great chance to promote Christos Vincit Anywhere and a great product at a great deli, all at the same time. So, send me your deli at bpage69@yahoo.com, and I'll show that deli a unique promo exchange. And as per usual, I thank you for your support. Before I sign off, I have one final announcement. If you have Sirius Satellite Radio, this will be to your advantage. Greg and Jennifer Willits, hosts of the famed Rosary Army podcast, are leaving their studio in the Clofus and will be joining the Catholic Channel, which is available only on Sirius Satellite Radio. I'll leave a link in the show notes for the episode that the announcement is made. Listen to them for details. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again soon for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vintage Anywhere or Christos Vintage TV. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vintage Anywhere. Christos Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Christos Vintage Network. This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page. Made on a crappy PC.